are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner gives us a historical roundup of the month of April and how those events hundreds of years ago shaped Louisiana today.
As we enter May, it is a good idea to review how important April has been to the state of Louisiana. It is, historically speaking, perhaps the most important month on Louisiana's calendar. Towns and cities across the state celebrate or commemorate events that happened during that month more than any other. Dating back to the days of the explorers, April has held significance for the Pelican State. The French explorer La Salle and his team of 50 men made their way down the Mississippi River and found what they believed to be its mouth at Pelican Point on April 9, 1682. They named all the lands drained by the river as Louisiana and claimed them for Louis XIV, the Sun King, on April 19th. After mishaps and tragedies, the French began their colony a few years later. Following attempts to establish their base along the Gulf Coast, a new site was designated for the capital. New Orleans was officially founded on April 16, 1718, on the site of the French Quarter. Almost 50 years later, the French colony was not involved in the French and Indian War, but France's loss to Great Britain led to the abandonment of its North American colonies. Louisiana was secretly turned over to Spain to prevent the British from controlling the Mississippi River. After a fumbling start to control the colony, the first great Spanish governor, Alejandro O'Reilly, took over Louisiana on April 16, 1769. He established a firm Spanish presence and a period of good government. After France took the colony back by a treaty in 1800, French rule lasted only 3 years. President Thomas Jefferson officially signed the Louisiana Purchase Treaty on April 30, 1803. 9 years later, Louisiana became the 18th state of the Union on April 30, 1812. April 8, 1812 saw the Florida parishes join to the territory of Louisiana. This effectively gave the state the toe of its boot shape. In our region, Captain Henry Miller Shreve began clearing the Great Raft logjam on the Red River on April 11, 1833. His efforts would last throughout the decade and into the early 1840s and resulted in the opening of northwest Louisiana, eastern Texas, and southwest Arkansas. The Civil War has many dates in April associated with Louisiana. The firing on Fort Sumter at Charleston Harbor began the armed conflict of the war on April 12, 1861. The Confederate commander at Charleston was General P.G.T. Beauregard of New Orleans. An early effort to seal off the Mississippi River to the Confederacy culminated in the seizure of New Orleans by the U.S. Navy on April 29, 1862. It officially surrendered to the Army the next day, April 30th. 2 years later, as the Union Army and Navy attempted to capture Shreveport, they were stopped at the Battle of Mansfield, fought on April 8th, and at Pleasant Hill on April 9th. Mansfield was to be the last major Confederate victory of the war. Following the Civil War, the most difficult time of our existence occurred during Reconstruction. Race riots, including the Colfax Massacre on April 13, 1873, military occupation and the formation of the Ku Klux Klan, and the long, torturous road toward civil rights began. Louisiana was the first southern state to undergo Reconstruction. It was the last state to be rid of it upon the election of President Rutherford B. Hayes. Federal troops were withdrawn from the state on April 20, 1877. The formal law ending Reconstruction was signed 4 days later on April 24th. Finally, the Great Flood of 1927 ravaged the Deep South and all of Louisiana's streams during April of that year. It is easy to see why Louisiana has many claims to April and why its history matters.